When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I just had a fucking unbelievable donut and my mouth is just salivating right now.
What kind of donut?
It was a fucking delicious donut.
It's round?
It was a round one. It was a double fried confetti inside. So it was like sprinkle inside.
You lost me a confetti.
With the, yeah. What?
I'm out on this donut already.
Shut the fuck up. I'm going to finish this and then we can talk about it. Welcome back to New Heights, ladies and gentlemen, presented by Wave Sports and Entertainment and brought to you by the Experian all-new Smart Money debit card. The debit card that builds credit without the debt, because nobody likes debt. We are your hosts. I'm Travis Cousin, my big brother Jason Kelsey. New Heights drops every Wednesday, whenever the fuck we can get it to you in the off-season, because we're out here doing shit, people, just like you. And subscribe on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the show on all social media at New Heights Show with one S. Make sure you check out the official fan club at New Heights Show, also with one S, newheightsshow.com. Jason, tell the people what we got coming up for this special episode.
Coming up on this episode, we got a happy start to the new league year. 92%ers, ha-ha!
Hey-o!
The 2024 official NFL league year has begun, and so has free agency.
Bang!
We're going to talk about all the biggest free agency news around the league, including some big moves from the Eagles and Chiefs. We're also going to shout out some fan mentions, including a 92%er who wants to teach us how to make something. Some knives, swords, figuring that out still. But either way, can't wait to talk about that and do it. And we're also going to get into both of our busy weekends getting out of the house.
Get out of here.
But first, as always, New news.
Coming in hot right now.
New news. New Heights wins podcast of the year.
Let's fucking go.
New Heights.
We would be remiss if we didn't immediately thank all of the 92%ers out there, aka Swifties, who voted for us during this award. Thank you guys.
We did it.
We're the best.
Better said, you did it.
Yes. Thank you guys.
Yeah, we have been officially voted by all of you wonderful fans of the show out there as the podcast of the year in the 2024 iHeart Podcast Awards.
That's big shit.
We also won Best Overall Ensemble, which, what is that? I guess, can somebody help us out? Is that
ensemble
in reference to the entire New Heights team, or is that just Travis and I? Are we an ensemble? Or is this like an ensemble of like Jets Jake, intern Brandon?
An ensemble is multiple.
Intern Brandon is out this week. We got intern Emma.
Whenever I hear the word ensemble, I think of one of my favorite coaches from high school, Coach Carter. He was also one of the security guys. RIP, absolute legend. Nice. Shout out to the Carter
Coach
family.
Carter, love him.
He would go up on game days. We would have to wear some sort of tie or something nice. And if you had a suit on, he would come in and be like, "Oh, I see you kills with the ensemble. I see you with the ensemble. You're putting it together, son. You're putting it together." And man, I fucking love that dude. He was always making you smile, man.
Well, either way, we'll read it as we have the best crew. That's because, you know, we're not an ensemble. We're brothers.
Yeah, we're a pair. This is what we do.
Yeah, but either way.
But we do have the best team.
Big thanks to all the voters out there. Thanks again to all you 90%ers, plus Swifties, of course.
Of course.
For voting for us. And yeah, it's an honor. And it's always good to know. Listen, I'm not going to lie. I fucking hate awards. I hate stuff like this. But it is nice to know that people appreciate the show and that you guys enjoy tuning in and listening to two knuckleheads talk each week. So we sure appreciate it.
I did of that.
During the Alive Awards show last night, there were also tons of Swifties in the comments.
Oh, yeah.
You were upset we didn't complete the sweep and also win Best Sports Podcast category. Yeah, we get some, "Well, I'm leaving. No way. Are you kidding me? This sounds like like we're blaming the refs on this one. That's effing crazy. Rigged. Was robbed."
Rigged is definitely the ref blamer right there.
It's rigged. Right? About to storm the iHeart headquarters.
Yeah.
I think the reason we didn't win is because Club Shay Shay has been killing it. Shannon Sharp.
Listen, you already know Unk's been doing it for a few years now, and this is so deserving for him.
For sure.
His show is pure entertainment. If you haven't watched it, please go check it out.
Probably should have won all of them, but it's whatever. Club Shay Shay, congratulations.
Unk!
All of you Swifties and 92%ers, thank you for always having our back.
And shout out to all the other sports podcasts out there making a banger, man. Around the NFL, Pardon My Take, is always good. And then the Dan Le Batard Show. I mean, Dan's always killing it. So he's been doing it for a long, long time.
The show.
Well, let's keep this thing moving. We're headed back to the Natty, baby. That's right, Cincinnati. We're coming back for Alumni Weekend.
Yeah.
We're taking University of Cincinnati's Alumni Weekend to new heights, ladies and gentlemen. The news was announced on the Jumbotron of the 5th Third Arena. In Cincy over the weekend during the Bearcats versus Mountaineers game, and the Bearcats put a whooping on them. And yeah, we always love it when we can beat up on the Mountaineers. Shout out to McAfee. We love you, Pat. It wasn't always like that, Pat, as you know.
Not only did we win 92-56, Bob Huggins was in attendance.
Huggy Bear was there?
And he was wearing a red.
No. No. Yes. Come on. Don't do that.
I promise I heard this.
WVU is his alma mater. He coached there. He was unbelievable as a coach there.
Dude, I'm looking this up right now. I heard this is true. I heard this was real.
Don't do this. He was.
I heard it.
I mean, he did have an unbelievable career at Cincinnati, too, though. The Kmart days, the Reuben Patterson days. You don't even know who the fuck I'm talking about right now, Jason.
What name did you say?
Only basketball player at Cincinnati you know is Connor Barwin.
Huh? Oscar Robertson.
Ooh,
how far are we going back?
Talk your shit, pal.
Big O. Kenyon Martin.
Okay.
Van Exel, right?
Nick.
Did you already name
Nicky
all these
Van
guys?
No, I didn't say Van Exel, nor did I say Oscar. Right. I was only naming the guys
you
that,
did say Kenyon?
That Huggins coached.
I'm still looking for this Huggy Bear photo.
Yeah, there's no way, dude. I'm not buying it.
I'm just saying. I heard that.
You're fucking hilarious. Either way, New Heights is going to Cincinnati. We'll be sharing more details very soon about it. Make sure you follow the show at New Heights with 1S for updates. And you can also head to bearcats.com/New Heights to get the latest info. Again, we'll be explaining more of what we're going to be doing here soon. So make sure you guys follow the show on all the socials.
There's video proof.
Oh, shit.
Video proof.
This is real. Look at you, you fucking investigator.
God, I love it.
I mean, it was at Cincinnati, so I get it. If it was...
Yeah, I think he might have been... He was like being honored on the Jumbotron, too. So.
It was Bob Huggins' night, and you expected him not to fucking be wearing red.
Conveniently, during the West Virginia game.
Oh, nice. There it is. Yeah. Nice. Well put in there. Yeah, he was rocking it.
Since we've started the show, we've wanted to get back to Cincinnati. We got a lot of buddies coming in for that weekend. It's alumni weekend for the football team. We got the spring game. A lot of stuff happening at UC that weekend.
Oh, my goodness. So much.
There's a few things more electric than being around a bunch of college students. So I'm pretty excited for this weekend. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Let's do it. Stay tuned for more details.
Yeah. Might have said that once or twice when you were searching.
Okay, cool. We'll then cut that out.
All right, now let's move to some fan mentions of the week. First up, we got a special, special video from another walk-on. The man, the golden walk-on. The walk-on of all walk-ons. Drew Brees, through his walk-ons sports franchise from at walk-ons.
Bistro.
Fucking, there's, what the fuck is that? Sports Bistriox.
I think it's just Bistrio or Bistro.
What is it? Is this a French spot? Is this a French podcast?
I believe it's a French franchise.
I didn't know Drew was French. All right. Well, there you go. From at walk-ons on Twitter, you heard it from Drew Brees first. In honor of Jason Kelce's incredible 13-year NFL career, we're giving away 13 scholarships to collegiate walk-on athletes around the country. Here's to the spirit of the walk-ons. Cheers, baby. This is so fucking dope. The fact that
it is awesome.
Are you kidding me? This has got to make you pretty fucking proud.
In honor of Jason Kelce's retirement and his 13 remarkable seasons, we at Walk-Ons are offering this heartfelt tribute. We are awarding 13 scholarships to college walk-on athletes across the country.
Dude, I'm ecstatic about it. I mean, I just found out about it a couple days ago. And I've been waiting to like say something on the podcast.
Yeah.
Listen, incredibly honored that Drew's giving away 13 scholarships in honor of my walk-on career.
Unbelievable.
Dude, he's just the man. He's the man. Yeah. I got a chance to finally like see him since he's been retired in Vegas during the Super Bowl week. We were at the Sphere together.
Nice.
Him and his wife talked for a while, and just a freaking great dude, willing to offer any advice or whatever in the next stage of life. And the fact that he's doing this and still impacting young players in their careers, in particular walk-ons who have a tough road.
Yeah.
Man, I think once you're a walk-on, you're always a walk-on. And it's something that you wear with pride.
Fuck yeah.
Love that this is happening. And we're going to give some more walk-ons an opportunity to realize their dreams.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, Drew. Way to go, baby.
Drew's awesome. Congrats to the 13 walk-ons, because I'm pretty sure that process is, they do their due diligence about the ones that are deserving for it. So congrats to the 13 that they get those scholarships. You guys are awesome, man. And shout out to Drew Brees for giving us a fun fan mention.
And for our next fan mention of the week, we got 92%er who saw us talking about making knives. That's right. On last week's episode, we talked about it. We brought up the show. It's been one of my favorites for a long time.
Dude.
And we got a response from the man himself.
Ooh.
Mr. Doug Markaita. That's right.
Who the fuck is that guy?
He's one of the judges of Forge and Fire. He's awesome.
Oh, nice.
We heard that you might have what it takes to make it kill. Well, if you and Travis ever want to battle it off outside of the field, come on over to our forge, or invite you and maybe teach you how to be master bladesmiths, and then find out if it will kill.
It will kill.
I enjoyed that. I don't know what that meant, though.
So the judges always test the knives or swords or whatever they're having the bladesmiths forge in the fire. And Doug is always the one on the last one where he's cutting into
flesh,
usually some type of animal, a pig or something like that. Yeah. Sometimes it might be like gelatin mold.
Yeah, it should be.
So anyway,
it's on TV. It should be a nice gelatin.
He can tell
mold.
If it's his job to tell if the weapon is able to keel or not, which is just how he pronounces kill, I think.
I just pictured a pig coming out from the bag running around.
I mean, that'd be ultra
that'd be
gnarly if they did it while
can't
he's
do
live.
It on,
I
don't can't think, do it on, can't yeah, do that. Not on
it's
TV.
It's hard to do that on network television. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that we want to do that. Yeah, let's just leave it to the already dead pig carcasses.
Yeah. Yeah. Gelatin.
Anyways, yeah, big fan of the show, big fan of Doug, and all the judges. All of them are fantastic. All the bladesmiths that go on that show, I think ever since watching it, it's hard to not want to do it watching that. It just looks like something fun.
If you're a guy and you get the chance to make a knife and then use the knife, or make a sword and then use the sword, fuck it, I'm in.
I mean, dude. Exactly,
doesn't
right?
doesn't get any better than that. Fuck. So,
yeah, man. This is unbelievably cool.
Sing. Would be fucking Zorro in that bitch and just fucking slicing T's and everything.
So when are we doing this? Because it's not a matter of if, but just a matter of when.
I think we're going to have to time this thing up with Dougie and figure this thing out, because it's definitely on the to-do list this offseason for sure.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll let Doug choose what we're making, right?
I'm going to ask. We got a
sword. I don't think we can do a sword. Swords are hard.
What?
It's got to be, right?
No.
It's big.
They got the mold for it.
You don't. That's not what. It's a forge. You're not molding it. You might mold the handle in some way, but
you're
starting with a billet. And then you're pounding it out till it's the right parameters.
Bing, like that? Like with a hammer?
Quench it.
Damn, so we're going to work. All right. I didn't.
Yeah,
I thought it was just. I thought you just poured it into like a cement.
It's not how it works.
Not easy?
That's not a forge. That's a mold. Yeah. No, it's different.
Yeah. All right. Well.
They might. I mean, you could do that on the handle with like some type of like artistic handle. You would do something like that. But no, we're going to have to. Either with our own bare hands or Big Blue, which is just a hydraulic version of your own of a hammer.
Yeah, let's get that thing going.
Well, if we're making a sword, we're going to have to use something like Big Blue. I ain't hand forging. I ain't hand hammering a sword.
Yeah. All right. It looks like we're fucking doing it. So thank you for giving
me
us
versus
the,
you.
Dude, I will fucking.
We'll have Doug decide.
Yeah.
If it will kill.
You can do like an old knight's sword, and I'll get a samurai sword, and we'll see whose fucking sword.
Well, we got to make the same style of sword, no?
No.
Or is it just a sword in our own style?
Own style.
I'd probably make a Viking sword.
I'm still going samurai, dude. Those things are sweet.
Samurai?
And it just sounds way sweeter when you say it.
It's an iconic sword. It is. It's pretty cool.
I'm about to fucking make it.
Well, may the best sword win.
All right, now. Let's keep this thing moving to no dumb questions.
Oh, my favorite part.
Because there's no such thing as dumb questions, ladies and gentlemen. Just dumbass people talking
about it. We are there.
No Dumb Questions is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's go, sports bar. Okay. All right. I see you. Get to our first one here from user Queen Liz. 4352.
Queen Liz?
Yeah, Queen Liz, 4352. No dumb question. Can you explain what salary cap / free agent means? Okay.
I can't explain what that sentence was.
What does it mean when it's reported that they are clearing salary cap space? I'm going to need you to explain it to me like I'm 5 years old because I'm completely confused. Well, we can tell by the way you just phrased that first question that you really have no idea what's going on. My assumption is that you're combining salary cap and free agent in the same because typically you clear up salary cap space during free agency. That might be the only kind of tie that I can think that they're making here, but you want to take it, Jason?
Sure. Yeah. So I guess we'll start with salary cap. Salary cap in the NFL is each team has an amount that they are allowed to pay players within a given year.
Cap on it.
Okay. And that is what the salary cap is the allotment of all the salaries for the players for the year cannot exceed that threshold. I think this year it's $240 million.
That shit went up $30 million.
It did go up 30, but I don't remember exactly what that cap is this year. And there's all sorts of, it gets a little bit more complicated than that because there's like guaranteed money, signing bonuses. Signing bonuses are prorated over the length of the contract. But for simplicity purposes, teams cannot go beyond that spend limit of the salary cap within a given season.
Yeah.
And that changes year over year.
And then what happens if they do?
If they do, man, I don't even know.
You get reprimanded, right?
I do know it's got to be pretty strict because I feel like the NFL, like in baseball, there's like a luxury tax, right?
Yeah.
Or in basketball.
No, baseball,
like
baseball.
Everybody can kind of operate like freely. Like it's a lot less of like a hard ceiling.
Yeah.
It feels like football salary cap is more of like, hey, I don't really think teams go over the salary cap or are allowed to. So I don't really know how that works.
I'm pretty sure teams go over and you get like deducted draft picks, maybe stuff like that.
I don't know. I wish there was like an intern or somebody just kind of like spelling this out right now for us underneath so we didn't look like a bunch of jamokes. But so we got, let's go to free agency. We got, so a free agent, I don't really know if we're talking about free agent or free agency, but a free agent is just somebody who's not under contract, Queen Liz. It's a player that is no longer under contract with a team. So they are free to hit the market for all 32 teams to try and sign them. When you're under contract, you're not allowed to talk with other teams. You are have an exclusive contract with the football club that you are assigned to. So a free agent is just somebody who is not currently under contract. Free agency is a period that starts at the beginning of the league year and runs in perpetuity. Like, I mean, free agency is always kind of open, I feel like. Yeah, how does that work once the... I don't even know. That's not correct.
We're diving into some stuff that we just do not know about.
Anyway, free agency starts at the league year. That's why you're seeing all of these contracts signed right now because all of these players that were under contract are now free agents because this new league year has started. So they are now officially on the market to be signed by whomever.
Whomever.
All right. The NFL's cap is a hard cap that teams have to stay under at all times in the salary floor. There's also a hard floor. I did know about this.
Yeah.
Penalties for violating or circumventing the cap regulations include fines of up to $5 million for each violation and canceling of contracts and loss of draft picks.
Yeah, nice.
So you just can't do it.
You can't do
it. It's not even an option.
Well, it is. It is an option. All right, cool. You get deducted money.
But I think they make you cancel contracts until you're back under it.
Nice.
If you go over it, you get not only to get a slap on the wrist with $5 million to these billion-dollar organizations, you also have to cancel contracts until you're under the cap.
Oh no, we got to cancel more contracts.
Yeah. Oh, $5 million.
The floor, though, is actually interesting. I think it's up to, you have to spend up to like 95% to 98% of the salary cap as a owner.
It's more nuanced than that. I think there's like a 5-year running total or something like that. Like the floor is like your 5-year average of spending has to be within 88% or 90% of the salary cap or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
So like within a year you can be lower, but over 5 years you have to spend, it's something like that. Anyways, I don't know if that's exactly right, but I know there's some fucking weird rule with that. Queen Liz, I think we've thoroughly made you more confused about it than we started.
This is why we do No Dumb Questions, so we can get to the bottom of how stupid me and Jason are.
This is why Howie Roseman is highly successful, because he understands every nuance of the salary cap, and he is using it to his advantage.
Shout out to Veach. Yeah.
Go Bucks. You think she's a Ohio State Buckeye fan?
Gotta be, right? Because that's how you spell Bucks. Bucks. Like
she's a Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
No, that you wouldn't
spell it that way.
You wouldn't put
though.
The K on
it
there.
It would just be BUC, right?
Yeah. So she's got to be OSU.
Or maybe she's a
Milwaukee Bucks.
Milwaukee Bucks. Thank you.
Not a chance. They don't have fans.
That's a good point. All right.
From user MWags75 on Club 92 as well. I love that Jason thanked his band director during his retirement speech. That was a left field.
Was it?
It wasn't for you, but for people that don't know you, it was like, oh shit, his band director. Can Jason tell us more about his musical background? Does he think he'll pick it back up now that he's retired? Jason's never not been musically
I got
gifted.
Hot selling Christmas albums back to back years. What are these people talking about? Pick it back up.
Yeah, player. This guy's selling vinyls. What do you mean, pick it back up?
In Cleveland Heights, everybody had to start with an instrument in fourth grade.
Hot cross buns. Oh, no, you're talking about a real instrument.
Well, no, you started with an instrument, too. You played hot cross buns on a trumpet for a little bit.
Recorder.
You gave it up quick. You got over it very
quickly. I got forced to be in, because everybody wants to play the drums, I feel like, and the percussion.
You would have been a good drummer.
I would have been drumming the fuck out of that thing. But no, I got forced to play something else. You had already picked the coolest of the horns in the saxophone, so and I didn't want to be like you, so I chose something else, and hey. I picked the little fucking
Miles Davis might
the little,
think differently.
The little Sammy Davis. No, not Sammy Davis Jr. Is it? No. Louis Armstrong.
Are you thinking of a trumpet player?
Louis Armstrong.
If you're talking about cool, though, you can't leave out Miles Davis. The birth of cool. So, yeah, Travis picked up trumpet and got out of that fairly quickly. Did you do it in middle school? Or did you
only middle school.
When did you stop?
I stopped in eighth grade. You only had to do it for sixth and seventh, I think.
I started with saxophone and played it all the way through high school. I played in symphonic band in high school, as well as I played in the jazz ensemble, which at Cleveland Heights was pretty prestigious, let me tell you.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet, yeah. I used to love going to those ones. The orchestra ones, the big, like those ones were cool. When it was the jazz ensemble, I was all in on that. I was like, yeah, I'll go to this
those
one.
Those were the cool
dad.
Cats.
Yeah, I'll show up for this one. Watch Jason step up and fucking just rip a solo.
Rip a baritone sax solo.
Electric.
No, Mr. Baker was the band director as well as the jazz ensemble director. And man, I tell people this all the time. I really think playing band and playing music in general has allowed me to excel in sport and other things, because as with anything, I encourage kids to play as many sports, do as many extracurriculars as you can that you enjoy, because you end up drawing things from each one of those that is unique and different.
1,000%, yeah.
With band, in my opinion, if you want to learn the importance and the value of practice, nothing will teach you that more clear than an instrument.
Practice.
The first time you pick up that instrument and try to play anything, you are going to be terrible. But the more you practice at it, you will get good.
Yeah.
Like, it's that simple. It's just so right in your face how much that affects how you play. You also learn to like tempo how you learn. So like when you're learning a song, if you try and play at full speed, you can't do it right away. So what do you do? You slow it down. You walk through it. You go through the fingerings. You go through the notes. And you do the same thing in football. Like when you're going with a route, like if you just try and run at full speed every single time, no, there's a time to utilize tempo. There's a time to walk through it and hit every step.
Technique.
Yeah. So I think that there's a lot of carryover and band and a lot of things that people try and do. And it's a lot of fun. And I had a really, really good teacher that I've kept in touch with throughout the years, and Brett Baker. It wouldn't have been right to not thank him.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
Because he taught me a lot.
I'll tell you what, I was never in music, but I always felt like Mr. Baker was kind of like hovering, like looking over me, because I was your little brother. Because
Mr. Baker was a big football fan.
That too, yeah.
He loved football. Yeah. He played football. I mean,
he's always been a family friend. So much. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he is a Steelers fan, which we don't hold that against him too much. But
I mean, you were a big Jerome Bettis fan growing up. So
yeah, that's true.
But who wasn't?
Very true.
That's the fucking bus. I mean, Jason, you also picked up a lot of different instruments too. We talked about the drums and you outside the girls lacrosse games and really all height sports. But
well, in jazz ensemble, I had to play saxophone, and then on certain songs, you would transition to like a bass clarinet. And like jazz lab, I started playing trombone for a couple years.
What?
Maybe 1 year. Yeah. I mean, I could not do it again if I tried. I don't remember any of the notes or anything, but it was just fun to mess around with that. So I like trying new instruments. You know, since I've been out of band in high school, I've taught myself how to play guitar. I've tried harmonica, which, dude, little blues traveler. Well, I can't do that.
Uncle Don was a harmonica. You remember that growing up? Dude, you don't remember him?
I do not.
What? I think he got one of us a harmonica for like our birthday or Christmas one day.
I vaguely remember that.
And we kind of just had it around the house. We never really actually played it.
I think instruments are fun to try and pick up and learn how to play, and then you kind of fall into which ones you really like. And I always wish I would have taken piano more seriously, because that's like one that's, it's always nice when a piano's there and you can just sit down and start playing the keys.
It's impressive. Ooh. It's impressive.
It is.
I wish I, because that's actually where I started in music in elementary school. Dad used to throw me into the piano lessons, and I got decent. I remember going to like my first recital and like hearing everyone clap for me because I'm a little fucking kid and I just finished a song. But it was just like, it was so rewarding. I was just like, man, I like this feeling. I want to do this more. And then I picked up football, and there was that.
Never looked back.
Thank you.
Oh man.
Thank you, M Wags, for the question. And Jason is gonna go for yet another top of the charts Christmas album again.
We're
next
doing
year.
It again.
You got
we'll
to. You got to. You got to keep that thing rolling,
not?
Man.
It's a blast to put together. So.
Hell yeah. And that does it for No Dumb Questions, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's go, Sports Bar. Jason, keep this thing moving, man. All right, now let's talk about our sponsor, Prize Picks. Prize Picks not only makes playing daily fantasy easy, it makes using responsible gaming tools easy as well.
You can set up alerts, limits, timeouts, and more in just a few clicks. PrizePicks wants their members to have an easy access to the resources required to support their fantasy sports experience.
A PrizePicks alert will let you know when you have placed a certain amount of entries, and limits will cap the number of entries or deposits you can make during a period of time. That's some responsible gaming right there.
And timeouts or self-exclusions allow you to take a break from Prize Picks for as long as you need.
New Heights 92%ers can learn more at prizepicks.com/responsible-gaming or directly in Prize Picks first in class member support help center.
Again, head to prizepicks.com/responsible-gaming to learn more about the tools Prize Picks has to make responsible gaming easy, because we all want to do this in a responsible way,
but really easy way.
But please be responsible by checking out prizepicks.com/gaming. It's time to shout out our next partner,
Ooh.
Liquid IV.
Ooh.
Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone.
Liquid IV has 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick.
And in addition to all its hydration and nutritional benefits, Liquid IV also comes with a bunch of delicious flavors like pear, white peach, Ooh. Green grape, Ooh. And lemon lime. Ooh.
White peach is you got me on that one. I'm in on that one. With its convenient packaging, no artificial sweeteners, and zero sugar, Liquid IV is the perfect way to stay hydrated on a daily basis before a workout, when you feel run down maybe, or after a long night out, And after long flights, they get you hydrated.
Plus, just one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone.
However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free, in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code, you guessed it, NEWHEIGHTS. At checkout.
That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code NEWHEIGHTS at liquidiv.com. This year, the easiest healthy habit to start is one for your dog. The Farmer's Dog makes feeding real, healthy dog food easy and convenient, and your dog will absolutely love it.
It's smart, healthy dog food that you can feel good about feeding your pup. That's why it's time to quit the kibble. Kick the cans. Start fresh.
The Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food right to your door. Ooh. It's developed by vets, nutritionally balanced, okay, and made from real meat and veggies, wow, to the safety standards of real human food.
The Farmer's Dog isn't just fresh, higher quality food. They also send the food pre-portioned specifically for your pup. That's right. Specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs.
It doesn't matter if your dog is young or old, it's always the right time to begin investing in their health.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/newheights. Plus, you get free shipping.
Just go to thefarmersdog.com/newheights to get 50% off. That's right. That's thefarmersdog.com/newheights. Out of the house. That's right.
Get out of here.
We are out of the house in this section, and we're going to be doing that a lot this offseason, which means...
Hell yeah.
We got to say who Out of the House is brought to you by, and that is Accelerator Active Energy Drink. Accelerator Active Energy Drink is available at Hy-Vee, Quick Trip, and Giant Eagle. Oh, as well as Amazon.
You best believe it.
I think we know where we're going here, Trev.
Where are we going?
Across the Pacific.
Oh!
To the Singapore island country. Yeah. Is it an island? Singapore?
I didn't go over the Pacific, but I get what you're saying.
Which way? You went over the Atlantic?
Yeah. Stopped in Ireland, over there in Dublin.
So, time out. You flew from L.A. East?
No. Jason, I was with you in Cleveland.
I thought you went and stopped in L.A. Am I thinking about a different, the Sydney trip? I'm thinking
No. That was originally, that was the logical way in my mind to go, but going west.
I mean, listen, Singapore is smack dab on the other side of the world. So, like, you can go east or west. It's equidistant.
It doesn't matter.
Just about. I think you were 11 hours different than us, which means you're literally one time zone away from being on the exact opposite part of the country is the East Coast side.
That's how it goes. Yeah, fun times though. Yeah, Singapore. I got to check out the world's largest greenhouse. How about that?
Largest greenhouse.
I'm a huge, big plant guy. Love seeing fucking enormous trees.
What was this greenhouse like? Seriously,
it was cool as fuck. It was they had the world's biggest waterfall in a greenhouse too. It was awesome, man. The way the whole thing was laid out, it was a very controlled space, and everything was blooming at the same time. It was so fucking beautiful, unique, and so nice. Yeah. It was hot as fuck in Singapore because it is the slap dab middle of summer over there. So it was 100 degrees outside, and then you got to go into this chilly, 70 degree room where they're just pumping AC into these plants.
Just paradise.
And it was so lovely to go in there and just hang out in that thing and see all the amazing plants. But yeah, got to do that. Got to see two amazing shows of the Eras Tour. The last of the leg that Taylor has until she's back at it here in a couple of months. But yeah, outside of that, it was got to get some lovely Singapore food and just catch the views.
I've only seen pictures of Singapore, but in pictures, it looks like it's from the future. It looks like it's just very pristine. The buildings, the architecture, there's a lot of glass. I've seen pictures where it feels like there's greenery coming over skyscrapers. Is this
crazy
accurate, or is this kind of tourist pictures? But then you zoom out and it's oh no, it's just a normal city.
No, as advertised. It's exactly that. The architecture's crazy. They have that one hotel, the Marina Bay Sands or something like that,
okay,
where it looks like a boat is on the top of three pillars.
Oh wow. I think I know what you're talking about. It's got the infinity pool on top.
Yep, that thing is as advertised as well. Just absolutely cool as shit to look at. And then everything around that kind of hotel is really, really nice. Like I was amazed by the lighting on the street. Like, it's like, it's just so thought out. I don't know. Everything over there just seems so nice.
What do you mean? Like, how was it? How were you amazed by it?
Like, you obviously you got the street lights, but like the building lights, like the bus stops, like the lighting that they have on there is just very nice. It's all like you just don't think about, like, we don't have that in America.
It's got good feng shui.
I've never seen this shit ever. Yeah, everything over there is just high tech, and you could just tell it's like, it's very well planned out from an architectural standpoint. So
I don't think I've ever had like Singapore cuisine. What is there like a specific style?
I think I cheated. Like, they have everything over there. It's like okay. It's a very mixture of a lot.
Tourist friendly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just think it has like a very diverse, like, people from all over like that area kind of land there. You know what I mean? I'm not sure.
And
I hope
I'm
saying
this
right, Singapore. Yeah, I hope I'm saying this right, Singapore.
No, I think you're right. I think,
but that's kind of the vibe that I got of the area.
It's probably similar. Like, I went to Malaysia, and I feel like Malaysia has a blend of a lot of different cuisines that make up a lot of the food in Malaysia, because it's kind of centrally located in the Southeast Asia region. And I think Singapore, from what you're saying, is probably surrounded by a bunch of different cuisines. So it kind of has a bunch of stuff there, as well as being a hotbed for tourism. And
yeah,
would you like more Sydney or Singapore?
Man, that's a tough sell. I love them both, man. I absolutely love them both. I want to see more of Australia. I feel like I got to see a little bit more of Singapore, so I'm gonna say Singapore was a little bit more interesting for sure.
More unique.
Yeah, more unique.
I feel like Australia is just like
kind of a cooler experience, but I was in Australia for like a couple hours, so
I feel like Sydney's just like Tampa. Like, I don't think it's that much different. It's just civilized rednecks around a beach. That's my view of Australia,
which is probably why I want to see more of it. I'm just like, I'm intrigued. I'm there. The Aussies know how to have a good time, man. All right, let's keep this thing moving, baby, and get to some Jason out of the house.
Hey.
Talking about his first week since you've made the announcement to be a retired NFL player. What does it feel 1 week in, brother?
Well, zero different. I've actually still gone down to the facility to get a couple weightlifting sessions in. So
you're hilarious.
I'm a creature of habit. I don't know.
Until you get that barn up and going.
That's going to be a while. It's a two-year project probably, but I feel no different. I'm assuming once, you know, organized team activities, OTAs start up, and especially once training camp and the season start rolling around, it'll really start to hit a little bit more. But 1 week in, not much different, to be honest with you.
Nice. Who's the most surprising person you've heard from since you've retired?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, there's been a lot. And I don't know that I like want to.
You want to name drop anybody? Did anybody say anything funny or anything like that?
I mean, a bunch of people said things funny. It was awesome hearing from guys that I haven't talked to or teammates I haven't talked to in years that reach out. You know, guys that like you feel like, I don't even know if that dude remembers me. And like Nick Mangold.
Hell yeah.
You know, texting you back.
Oh, nice. That's cool as fuck.
Sam Bradford. Like, I don't know. There were so many. My phone, I mean, had over 1,000 mixed text messages. So now
you're still getting back to him. You're still getting back.
I finally got back to, I think, everybody. But at this point, like, it was so hard getting through it, and I did it in different days. So like, I don't know, man. I hope I got back to you. If you did reach out, appreciate it so much.
Lad.
Yeah. It's been really nice, to hear from everybody and, the well wishes. I feel like a lot of the guys that reach out are retired guys because they know
how hard of a decision that is, and
how life changing it is. You know, Drew Brees reached out, and then obviously did the walk on scholarship. Super thankful to him. I mean, I could start going through the list, but it was a lot of people reaching out. So
That's awesome. One of my favorite posts since you have been retired was Bo Allen. You guys took a fun ride, or he needed a ride, and
That's right. He
made sure to tweet out. Needed a ride to at Philly show. Thankfully, this jobless bum could drop me off. Hashtag Uber driver. You chose Uber over Lyft.
Well, I didn't tweet this. Bo's one.
No, I'm saying that's who you're in business with now is Uber.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's clearly saying it right here. So if you're around the Philly area and You go by alias? I'm just kidding.
I think Bo's
hilarious, and it's a great fucking photo of you enjoying retirement right there.
Bo was running. Here's what happened. Bo was running late to this autograph signing, and he thought if he tweeted out a picture with me in it that he'd somehow get some, like,
he gets a
that's exactly
genius.
What happened. Yes.
God damn, that's a smart move,
Bo. Use it to distract from his tardiness, which I think it worked pretty well.
Works every time. Oh, I'm with Jason Kelce, guys. Don't worry. I'm a little late.
Exactly. I do got to say somebody. Jeff Linkenbach reached out in probably one of the most heartfelt ways I ever imagined.
Nice.
Which was awesome because I played with Jeff in college.
Yeah, I played with Jeff in college and the pros. Link had a little stunt in KC, baby.
That's right. You got him twice around.
Fuck yeah.
So it was really, really cool to read his message in particular. But everybody from coaches to players, it's really hard to single people out, to be honest with you. And it was all very nice. Even fans, like people that, you know, I've been in Philadelphia for 13 years. There's a lot of people that I've and acquaintances that I've gotten to know and befriend over the years. So it was awesome.
That's awesome, man. Shout out to fucking Link, man. Haven't heard that name get tossed around in a while, man.
I'm telling you.
Hope he's doing good.
One of my favorites of all
Miss
time.
Miss you, brother. Well, all right, now that does it for getting out of the house. Let's move on and talk about some of the biggest free agency news that has come across all of our timelines. And God damn it, there is some good shit.
As of the time of this taping, it is Tuesday morning, and it's officially the league tampering period, meaning none of these contracts that you're hearing are officially signed. That will happen Wednesday, I think. But 24 hours or so from the official start of free agency, and that's when people really start signing the contracts and putting ink to paper.
I mean, there have been some scenarios where it's been like, yeah, he's signing here, and then all of a sudden that contract is not, my John Hancock is not on there.
So yeah, I guess it's not official till tomorrow when this drops, but there has been a lot of activity, and we're going to go over it. Yeah. So I guess we'll start off with a big one that everybody's been talking about, and that's the one that happened over in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's the biggest one so far.
Russell Wilson signs with the Steelers. Last week, the Denver Broncos had announced we're releasing quarterback Russell Wilson, even though it seemed like both sides were kind of trying to figure something out. They officially released him, and he made the decision to sign a one-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's a good sign for Russell. I mean,
yeah, shout out to Russ, man.
Well, the Steelers new start. Defense. Just be game manager, baby. Game manager Russ. Don't even got to be Seattle Russ. Just go up there. Game manager Russ.
He had a similar situation in Seattle. Great defense.
Yep.
Get you a run game. Got Najee Harris right there to hand that ball off to. All right, now.
Yeah.
And got a young tight end in Pat Fryer. I've never been able to say his name correctly. I love you though, Pat. You're a dog. And a bunch of good young wide receivers, man. So hopefully we see him have some more success, knowing that the Broncos wasn't his best stint.
Time spent. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's tough to know what happened out there in Denver.
Dude, it's football. It takes so fucking much.
Yeah, there's a lot of pieces
so many
that
things
need
to go
put.
Right. Yeah. Yep. They got hit with some injuries, and it just wasn't as much of a mesh as everyone thought it was going
to
be.
Russell gets to start fresh here in Pittsburgh. He's had proven success in his past.
I've seen it.
Dude, this is like the only missing piece right now in Pittsburgh. They get if Russ is even close to the quarterback he used to be, this is a extremely dangerous team. With what they're working on the defensive side of the ball,
I don't even know about what he used to be. I've seen that guy; he was still balling in Denver at times, man. I've seen him dice up some teams and make some good throws. I mean, we lost to Denver, I think, in Denver last year. I don't know.
Oh, I remember.
I remember.
It was a low scoring game. I mean, it wasn't like it was an offensive blowout.
Wins are wins.
You guys gave him like two turnovers early or something like that.
I think Russ has a lot of good football left in him, man. Obviously, he's got that it factor about him that we've seen so many times, and sure enough, he'll bring some veteran presence to that locker room, and we all know how good of a coach Tomlin is and how good that defense is. So,
no doubt,
yeah, Steelers definitely just got better for sure.
All righty, want to go to the next QB?
Yeah, the next QB, man. It was this move is such a Kirk Cousin move, man. Kirk Cousins signs 4-year deal with the Falcons.
What do you mean by that?
In another huge QB news. I thought he was going to go to like the team that needed that next contender type of team, or at least a considered contender, because he could go there and make him a contender, which I'm pretty sure Kurt has the confidence he can do that. But I thought he was going to go to like a team that was kind of already just one piece away. And Kurt just, he loves the challenge of just making a team that's kind of like the middle of the pack team, a better team, I guess. And obviously a lot of other things factor into where you go free agency. I've never been a fucking free agent, so I don't know how that process even goes. But, you know, Kirk Cousins signs a 4-year deal with the Atlanta Falcons for $180 million, putting him over $400 million accumulatively in his time in the NFL,
which is pretty good.
Damn good right there. It looks like all he spends his money on is Coles and his kids. So he's got that shit in the bank.
Yeah.
He will also reunite, Kurt, with his former coach, Raheem Morris, who's now the head coach over there in Atlanta.
Morris was in Washington. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. He was DB's coach in Washington for Kurt's first 3 years in the league.
Got it.
Will Kurt visit Magic City? What's
Magic City?
Tell you what. I just had a fucking quick picture in my head of Kurt with all his chains, shirtless in Magic City. Oh, my gosh. Magic City is one of the famous gentlemen's clubs in Atlanta. And
okay, now I get it. Now I get why you're laughing.
That's some good shit right there. In the hours since it was announced Kurt was leaving Minnesota, news broke that the Vikings are signing former Niners quarterback Sam Darnold, which is a great sign for them. I think Sam has got a lot of good football left in him as well. Had a tough scenario over there in Carolina, but I think he's due for a comeback story, man. Sam Darnold, 1 year, $10 million contract.
Yep, and the Vikings run a similar system to San Fran where Darnold was last year, so this is his second year in the same system.
Yeah, I love their offense.
I mean, look at Kirk. Kirk's been in this offense between his time with Washington to the Vikings to now being down in Atlanta. It's all this Shanahan-style offense, and he's proven to be really good in it. So, you know, it's probably going to work out pretty good. They got a young, really good running back. You know, they got some receiving threats with Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, they got Drake London.
Yep. So, I mean, they got a lot of pieces down there. So it could turn out really good, and, you know, it probably will with Kirk down there.
Well, shout out to Kirk for getting another big payday and making the Atlanta Falcons hopefully a contender, man. And then Sam Darnold, shout out to Darnold over there. Sammy getting paid and getting an opportunity. Dude, find TJ. Hockenson's going to take you to the promised land, Sam.
Yeah.
You find that tight end. 8-7 is going to help
spot.
You.
Easy to spot.
Yeah, it's really easy. He's got the hair coming out the back like hair, a cape. Baby. Dude's just fucking saucing it up. All right, let's get to some more news coming out of KC and Philly in the free agency world.
That's right. Chiefs roster updates. Trav, you talked last week about heading to Vegas with all of the teammates to celebrate the Super Bowl victory because things change in the offseason.
They do, man.
Yeah.
They do. Sometimes you lose guys you don't want to, and sometimes you're just happy that guys find more money elsewhere, man. But we got some big signings to bring some good guys back, baby.
Yeah, I was a little upset with some of these. Well, luckily for the defensive guys, we got a number of them staying put in KC. That's right. First and foremost,
yes, sir.
Former guest of the show and, just all-around legend. Our guy, Stone Cold Chris Jones, just reached an agreement with the Chiefs on a massive 5-year, $158.8 million. God dang. $95 million in guarantees. This deal is expected 95. To be the highest average salary ever given to an NFL defensive tackle. The holdout worked. It officially worked. Everything went his way. He got a Super Bowl and he got paid. You couldn't ask for a better storybook ending for Stone Cold Chris Jones.
Stone Cold Jones.
Yeah. Have you talked to Chris at all since signing this massive deal? Doop. Backing up that Brinks truck.
Doop. You know it. Flood to get Stone Cold Jones, 9-5 with $95 million guaranteed. God damn it. Yeah, I love that dude, man. He wasn't lying, Chiefs Kingdom, when he was on the fucking stage. I don't remember him saying it, but I saw the video. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
he's still home, baby. And I love
I'd stay put for that too. Yeah,
he got a little shaky for me. I was like, is he gonna sign? What's the holdup? Right. Well, the holdup was being the highest paid defensive lineman ever.
Free agency starting. Well, I guess they didn't have to wait because they can extend him an inch. Anyway, Chris is officially all in on the three-peat. And in more defensive news, a few days ago it was announced that Chiefs linebacker Drew Tranquill had inked a 3-year, $19 million deal. See, Drew's staying put. That's big. He seems like he's kind of like a...
I just blacked out. Drew Tranquill, ladies and gentlemen, is one of my favorite fucking teammates, dog.
Yeah.
When I tell you that dude is... He's just a fucking football player, baby. Dude, you could put him anywhere.
Do you hear this?
Gophers.
I gotta get this guy. Hold on.
Gophers. He's like, I see that motherfucker. Let me out. Oh, no, he's trying to get in. That's what that one was. God damn, what the fuck is that? Pet him. You got to pet him. You can't just let him in. He's looking for a fucking... Come around the corner here. Oh, nice. He just wanted to get on that nice, cool leather couch. He's like, it's hot as fuck out here, dog.
It's not that hot out there.
Yeah, dude, Trank is... He is that piece. You can put him at every... You can have him rush the quarterback. You can have him playing coverage. There was a point where Spags was using him as a fucking half-field safety. Like the guy can fucking do everything. Special teamer, if you need him. He's just an all-around ball player, man. I'm sure Coach Reed, if he needed him on offense at some point, we could just fucking toss him, put him in an option game. I'm just kidding. I don't know. There's fullback. You could tell he's an all-around athlete. Played some beer pong with him. He could fucking do that. You could tell he's just a natural athlete.
Love it. Love it. Love it when guys that are unselfish and do it all, get paid some money.
Drew, glad we got my guy back in the building, man. And he's a pro's pro, man. He sets the tempo of like being locked in and getting better as a team. So that's a huge one for our defense, man.
You guys also franchise tagged L'Jarius Sneed, which this one I was a little bit upset about because there were some rumors circulating that Sneed might be inclined to end up in Philadelphia. So the franchise tag ruined all of those hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
Dumb question for any 92%ers out there. What is a franchise tag? Trav, you want to explain that?
Yeah, franchise tag is every team gets one franchise tag every year. It's essentially a guaranteed one-year contract of the top five average in that position group. So if I wanted to, they franchise tagged me, they take the top five contracts that year for tight ends, and it would be the accumulator, right? It'd be the average of all of them.
I think it's the average, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the average of all of them, and then I would get guaranteed that money that year. It's not in the player's favor to do this in a sense, because you want some like longevity and some security, knowing that you would have money coming in for the next couple of years. But it is a way to get paid top five of your position group for a year, and it kind of keeps you on the team that you're at. So sometimes it could be a good situation. Sometimes it can kind of, I don't know, put guys in handcuffs, but.
I don't think I'm too big of a fan of the franchise tag. I feel like if a guy's going to be a free agent, just let him be a free agent. But it is a move that teams will utilize when a player is commanding top dollar and they're about to be a free agent and the teams don't want to, for whatever reason, commit long term. It's an easy way to kind of get somebody under contract for one season.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure the franchise tag, there's two different tags, right? There's the
so there's a franchise tag, and what is the other one? There is another one.
It's the...
And the other one you don't see used as often. It's usually
the
franchise
transition
tag.
Franchise tag. So basically, you can go out and see if you can get a better contract somewhere else or a higher contract, and the team that you're with can match that, maybe?
Yeah, it has like right of first refusal or something like that.
Yeah. And I think that's the one that L'Jarius got thrown on.
Oh, really?
To where... Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's an unrestricted franchise tag or something like that. We should have put this in no dumb questions, because we're a bunch of dumbasses. Non-exclusive.
Damn, so he got a non-exclusive tag.
I believe so.
Got it.
There's a non-exclusive tag. There's an exclusive tag and a transition tag. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that's the one that came across. Can I get
it? I feel like a lot of the times you see this when there's still respect on both sides. The team is like, all right, listen, we're going to let you go test the market, but we want to be able to match it if the market is what we think it's going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
And usually a deal ends up getting done after this tag happens, because the two sides realize what the actual market is. I think this is the exact same situation that happened last year with
Lamar,
right? I don't know if it was a non-exclusive tag, but it was something similar where they basically let Lamar test the waters, and he found out that he wasn't like where he thought it was, and then they ended up agreeing to a contract like a few weeks afterwards.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the non-exclusive is a little bit more fair, but LJ, I hope Snead comes back, man. Fuck, that dude's good. We love him over here in Chiefs Kingdom. He means a lot to this defense, and hopefully we can find a way to get him not only locked into KC this year, but for years to come, man. So that kind of does it for the old franchise tag.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is what it is, man. You can't have everything go your way all the time. And the Chiefs lost one of my favorite fucking teammates of all time. I mentioned him in the New Heights Stamp of the Week after the Super Bowl. The guy that tears his UCL and plays the rest of the Super Bowl, screaming at the sideline to get him a elbow brace. I love him. Nicky Allegretti is expected to sign in D.C., man. The Washington Commanders might have got him. He's going to team back up with another one of my favorite teammates of all time, Andrew Wiley.
Yeah.
I love those dudes, man. And, you know, I couldn't be happier for Nicky, kind of being just the such an awesome dude in the building, and one of the most accountable guys, both on and off the field. And it was fun. You mentioned sometimes that turnover would be crazy, and you know that's why I wanted to go to Vegas. Well, me and Nikki got to spend some good times in Vegas and have a fucking blast. So
there you go, baby.
It was fun. Last hoorah. If you're not with us next year, Nikki, I love you, brother, and wish you the best of luck, dude.
Yeah, man. Congratulations to all the Chiefs players. So Snead could still end up someplace else if it's an unrestricted, if it's a non-exclusive tag.
Non-exclusive, yeah.
So it's not guaranteed. I guess the Eagles are still in it.
Fuck.
That'd be top dollar though. It'd be hard to beat. All right, here we go.
Oh, that big money player, big money.
All right, it's time now to shout out our next sponsor, Buffalo Wild Wings.
B-dubs.
March Madness is coming up. Trev, and I think we both know there's no better place to watch the games than at Buffalo Wild Wings. That is a true statement.
It's like America's pastime right there. Just go up to B-dubs and watch a one and beat the fuck out of a 16 seed. You've got that right. Buffalo Wild Wings is the official sports bar of March Madness and the absolute best place to catch all the tournament's action. Jason, let the people know what makes B-Dubs the absolute best.
Well, for starters, B-Dubs has wall-to-wall TVs, so there are no bad views of the games. They also have a great beer selection, and you can get wings in any of their 26 sauces and dry rubs. Plus, it's just more fun to watch the games at a sports bar with your buddies.
All right, now 92%ers, make sure you go ahead and get to your local B-Dubs, your Buffalo Wild Wings, for all the upcoming tournament action.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Let's go sports bar. Drink responsibly. NCAA and March Madness are trademarks of the National Collegiate Athletic Association.
All right, and we need to shout out one of our sponsors that you probably see us drinking all the time during the show, and that's Accelerator Active Energy Drink.
Got to get every fucking drop of this thing. The old Rocket Pop.
It's pretty good.
Getting me fucking nice through the day. And if you've been looking for ways to accelerate your fitness this year, look no further than Accelerator Active Energy Drink, people. Jason, what flavor are you sipping on over there? What you got?
I got the Rocket Pop today, Trev. Accelerator Active Energy has zero sugar, gives you sustained energy, gets your metabolism going, and gives you the enhanced focus you need to accomplish anything. Like maybe take care of three kids and two Irish Wolfhounds.
All right, now, plus there's also nothing like those signature plant-based thermogenics to give you the energy you need to record a podcast each and every week.
You can find Accelerator Active Energy at Hy-Vee, Quick Trip, Giant Eagle, and as always, Amazon. It's time to talk about our partner. That's right, Experian. Trav, I don't know about you, but with all the streamers and subscription services out there these days, it is hard to keep track of which ones we're using and which ones we're still paying for.
You ain't lying.
Even though no one uses them.
You ain't lying. Well, good news, 92%ers. Experian has an awesome way to help with this very problem. Subscription cancellation.
I mean, I think that's genius.
I'm about to get on this ASAP. Yeah,
I think I'm subscribed to like three Everything. Different music apps at this point. I only use one. Here's how it works. Just connect the accounts you pay bills with, and Experian will show you in one place the monthly bills and subscriptions you pay for. Then you can see any subscriptions you forgot about or don't want anymore.
Then, with an eligible paid membership, choose the subscriptions you want to get rid of, and Experian will cancel them for you. It's that easy, ladies and gentlemen.
Experian could help you save time and money by canceling subscriptions you don't want.
Right now, you can try subscription cancellation free for 7 days at Experian.com/save.
Results will vary. Not all bills are eligible and savings are not guaranteed. Cancellation services are available with eligible paid memberships. 7-day free trial with enrollment in Experian CreditWorks Premium. See Experian.com for details.
Well, let's talk about some Eagles roster updates. And there's also been a bunch of news coming out of Philly over the past couple of days, starting with the announcement of Fletcher Cox's retirement.
Yep.
The legend that he is. The big man, 6-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl 52 champion, Fletcher Cox, has officially decided to hang it up after 12 unbelievable years in Philly, pouring his heart out there and making that team the defensive fucking nightmare that they are, man. Fletcher put out a statement on his social media on Sunday, and here's the quote. After much reflection, I've made the decision to retire from the game of football. I gave everything I had to this team and this city. I don't know what's next for me, but I do know that I'm forever grateful for my time here in Philadelphia and with the Eagles organization. Let's just give it up one time for Fletch,
yay,
baby. Fucking hell of a fucking guy, man. He's one of my favorite guys to run into in the family room whenever I go to Philly games or just be around during all the Pro Bowl and NFL activities, man. Such a good dude, and he's definitely one of those guys that's like, man, I would love to play with that guy. He just seems like a fucking force and a motivated individual, man.
Yeah, I mean, Fletch is the epitome of what it is to be like an Eagle. Like, if you were to take like the ideal Eagle, in my opinion, it's Fletcher Cox. I mean, the mentality, it's not just that he's a good player. He's tough. He's mean. He's going to physically just impose his will. In his prime, you know, just being honest, I don't know that I played anybody better. I really don't. When he was, you know, especially 2017 and in those years, I mean, he was still great up until this last year. He was great. I don't think I ever felt somebody's hands as strong as Fletch. And I played him all the time. Like, he would, when he grabbed your pad, you were like, oh, this is a different beast than I'm wrestling right now. And
fuck,
just
that.
An outstanding teammate, a guy that was very beloved in the organization by almost everybody.
Never heard anybody say a bad thing about him, man.
You know, he's left his legacy on the game in such an incredible way. And, you know, just could not be more thankful that I got to appreciate my entire career just about with, you know, the big 9-1 right there, Fletcher Cox. I mean, he's been incredibly, just great to enjoy the field with, man. And
hell yeah,
shoot the shit with.
Dude, you want to talk about iron sharpens iron, man. You got fucking Fletcher Cox and Jason Kelce.
I don't know. He was making me pretty dull when he was hitting me. He was dulling my, I didn't get much sharper when I had to block him.
He gave you and a few other teammates specifically a shout-out, BG Kels Lane. You guys will always have a special place in my heart, man. Fletch did it the right way, man. I couldn't be happier for you, brother. Congrats on an unbelievable career. Can't wait to see what you get into, dude. Big personality. Who knows what Fletch gets into after retirement, man.
I know this. He's going to be, you know, hunting and farming. He's got a cattle ranch down there in Texas. I believe it's in Texas. So he's got a bunch going on. He'll be able to figure it out.
Well, Fletch may be hanging him up, but a couple vets are coming back. BG, Brandon Graham signs another one-year deal. BG, the longest tenured Eagles player, has officially signed with the Eagles again for a 15th NFL season. The guy just fucking loves some ball.
Yes, he does.
He just keeps coming back, man. BG has said this will be his final season, a little farewell tour for my guy, man, and wants to help the young guys in his last year. He's in quotes saying, I'm just going to be pouring into these guys, trying to get them to realize what they got in front of them and that these opportunities don't come often when you got a good team. So let's take full advantage of the moment. Well, that's big news for the Eagles getting BG back, man. Unbelievable leader and player still.
No doubt.
5'5", still getting to the QB and wrecking havoc in the run game. Are you surprised he's coming back for his 15th year?
Not one bit. BG's going to play as long as he can. And I mean, maybe this is it. Maybe this is the 1 year farewell tour, but I got a feeling if he's got more football left in him after this year, he'll probably still play. Like, this dude loves football, and I don't think, for some reason, I feel like BG's going to play as long as they let him.
Yeah, I hear you on that. And I'm with that too. I'm going to
It's a Travis Kelce mold.
All right, now.
And it's so important to have a veteran guy. You know, obviously losing two big veterans in that locker room. Obviously, you got Lane still there, and, you know, the coaches and everybody are still there. But keeping that one veteran presence, especially from the Super Bowl winning team, to kind of solidify, you know, how you're going about things, give that reassurance to the young guys of the road and kind of the path you got to take to keep getting better throughout the season. That's so much more valuable than you can even put in words, man.
You want a good blend. You want some veteran experience within a locker room, but then you also want youth and you want excitement and you want those guys that are realizing their dreams for the first time in their careers. And having a good blend of that, in my opinion, usually makes up the best locker room. And they lost Fletch on the defensive line, but being able to retain BG will be outstanding for that room. And then there's a lot of guys that have been waiting in the rings in the ranks to be more vocal. I mean, and some of them already started doing that, you know. Obviously on the offensive line, Lane Johnson's been there for a long time. He'll be able to step in more than, you know, for me and what I offered.
Fuck yeah.
You got Landon Dickerson and Jordan Mulata coming into their own. AJ Brown, you know, there's a lot of guys, and everybody leads in their own way. And, you know, when you have a great team, they all figure out how to lean on each other for what they bring the most. And, you know, it's awesome for the team that BG's staying. And I think I can't wait to watch him extend his games played streak to officially be way out in front, because it's me, him, and Fletch that are kind of not far behind him. But another year, he's going to be way out there in front. And it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Speaking of other guys that are, I think, going to take a big step this year, and one of them has already taken a big step, which is Landon Dickerson. Landon Dickerson signs a 4-year contract extension with the Philadelphia Eagles. Per NFL insider Ian Rapoport,
Ian,
Pro Bowl guard Landon Dickerson is getting paid, baby. That's right. Me and Landon talked about it, even in the exit interviews. Like, I'm like, dude, you're about to get broke off this year.
You're about to get broke off. Look at you. You're a big old boy.
He's a big old boy. He's one of the best guards in the league. And right now he's being paid as pretty much the best guard in the league. He signs a 4-year contract extension worth $84 million. $50 million of that is guaranteed. Yeah, he is the highest paid guard in the NFL history with that deal. Yeah, he was entering his final year. And that's typically when the Eagles like to restructure and find a way to keep the players that they know they want to retain.
Hell yeah.
Outside of just being a great player, he's smart, he's cerebral, he's a leader. He makes other guys happy to be in the huddle and playing with them. Watching his improvement from year one to now year three, it has continually happened. People don't know, he was left on an island a lot this year. He was a guy that I very much knew was going to be in control of what he was doing, regardless of who he were playing. And he's still graded out as one of the best offensive linemen in this league. So could not have happened to a more team first guy, to a better player, to a guy that is one of those guys that's able to inflict their will on a defensive lineman and a team in the run game. Huge signing for the Eagles to extend Landon Dickerson.
I'm pumped on this one, man. Yeah, so there's just some guys in the free agent market in the world that you just love to see get absolutely broke off, man.
Yeah.
And Landon's one of them, man. I just the brief stint I got to hang with him during the at the shore with doing the New Heights live show out there.
He's a fun one.
I wish I'd have had a few more hours with him to have a few beers and really chop it up with him, man. But so Landon, make sure you come back to the shore this year. But yeah, couldn't be happier for him, the Eagles organization, for locking that dude in for a long time. You guys still got one of the best offensive linemen or offensive lines in the league, if not the best. And yeah, congrats to the Eagles on that one and Landon. But we've got some new members of the Eagles organization coming in, and it jumped off with Bryce Huff signs a 3-year deal with the Eagles.
That's right.
I mean, it just fits so well, man. The Jets free agent, DN Bryce Huff, signs 3 years, $51.1 million contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. The deal will make Huff the highest paid non-QB undrafted free agent in NFL history. How about man?
Hell yeah.
That is fucking... That's how you climb the fucking ladder, Bryce. That's what I'm fucking talking about, man. What does Bryce bring to that Eagles defensive line?
This is a guy that's really, really going to help us. And we saw it firsthand when we played the Jets. He was all over the field, gave us issues when we played him. So certainly happy that we don't have to do that anymore.
That dude fucking shows up every single time. Shout out to Bryce for landing in Philly. And Jason, you want to hit this, the arguably the biggest news for the Eagles?
I don't think it's arguably. I think it's exactly the biggest news, which is Saquon Barkley signing with Philadelphia. How about this? Former Giants running back Saquon Barkley has reached an agreement with the Philadelphia Eagles on a 3-year, $37.75 million contract.
Million.
26 fully guaranteed at signing.
My boy, that's Saquon?
Right. We've seen firsthand his whole career, how good he is playing the New York Giants and even playing at Penn State in state. You know, this guy has been unbelievable everywhere he's been.
Dude, he's fucking world-class athlete, man.
Huge, huge signing for Philadelphia. And I'm happy for Saquon because, you know, I'm not trying to talk trash in this. I think you're coming to a team that has had a legitimate offensive line established for a very long time. And you haven't come into a coach who's been there for a long time, and they've had proven success with nearly every running back. So you know Saquon is entering a good situation in Philadelphia. Social media has been nonstop saying, Jason, you sure you want to retire? And I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty positive, even though, you know, a little bit upset how we waited till I retired to make a move like this. But, you know, it's fine. it'll work out great. No, I think when you add a weapon like this, it's only going to expand the way you can attack a defense. And this is a guy that
you can do so much with, man.
Yeah. I mean, we have a great offensive line. We can put running backs in good situations and put them in these one-on-one spots. You know, DeAndre Swift did a great job of that last year. So did Miles Sanders. And I think Saquon is going to do a pretty good job of that this year. He's going to make that last guy either miss or make a tackle that's going to extend it another few yards. And that's what you want out of these running backs, you know, the guys that can extend a play and make it an explosive or do something special when they get the opportunity. And this is one of those difference makers at the running back position that is increasingly hard to find, I feel like, in the NFL.
Dude, the skill set in Philly, the skill positions in Philly.
Listen, we got A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert. It's crazy.
You have Pro Bowlers at every starter on, really, not even
season,
the skill.
Baby.
Every starter on that Philly offense is a Pro Bowler. Every single one of them.
You ain't lying.
From the wideouts to the tight
Jalen
end.
Hurts, tight end.
To Jalen.
Dude,
to the dude.
Even the offensive line.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. The entire
five.
All
five of the offensive linemen
all
were
five.
At least alternates for the Pro Bowl.
This is fucking.
And Cam is going to assimilate really well to center. I could not be more bullish. We talked about it last week. This is what I'm regretting. I knew when I retired that I was going to miss just an outstanding season for the Philadelphia Eagles, and it sucks. It really does. I want to be a part of this so bad. I wish I could, but it doesn't suck in the way that I get to still, like, hey, I'm a Philadelphian. I get to watch it and celebrate it just like everybody else. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be damn good. And you know it's going to be good when you got other people with division rivals that aren't too happy about the move.
I was about to say.
We got Dez Bryant here leading it off. Saquon, a fucking Eagle. Shake my head.
Shaking my head.
He knows.
Obviously,
he knows.
Dez was in Dallas for a long time and a legendary Dallas Cowboy. But he wasn't
going
the only
the
one that was shaking their head. Tiki Barber.
Yeah.
Was on WFAN 660
radio.
Is that AM? That's AM for sure. Radio in New York after the news broke and said, "You're dead to us, Saquon. Good luck. You're dead to me." For ex-Giants running back talking to Saquon. It had to be in joking.
I think so.
Manner,
I mean,
right?
It looked like Saquon wasn't very happy with it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I wouldn't love that quote, but
I could see this comment being made like it's like a joke and like he's trying to have fun with it because they're all obviously upset that Saquon's leaving.
Yeah, and not only that, but going to the division rival right down the street.
Correct.
Just a train right away.
Yeah, Saquon did not find it as funny. He said, at Tiki Barber, "Oh, yep, you're the prime example of loyalty to a team, .. I got the deal I wanted, secured more guaranteed money, which wasn't given to me before. So if fans are going to hate me for this, so be it. But I never turned my back on my teammates and always had theirs."
What'd it take the high road, baby?
Listen, I'll vouch for Saquon. Everything I've heard out of the Giants locker room, people that know him, this dude could not be more of a team-first guy, willing to do whatever it takes.
Yeah, and the fucking running back market, that is the most, I want to say fucked, because that's probably not the word to use on a kid-friendly show.
But no,
most unfair situation in the NFL when it comes to getting paid. Hopefully that changes. This definitely helps getting the backs what they deserve faster. But yeah, it's definitely a tough situation. So for him to finally get what he's worth and feel that he's finally getting what he's worth, I can't wait to see what he does out there in Philly, man.
The running back position has been devalued largely in the NFL. So happy that Saquon was able to secure a really good contract in Philadelphia. I would hope there's no bad blood between the Giants and him or T.E. Barber. I think all that is, you never like seeing any of it get to like the emotions of it get to that level. But I know one thing, we are damn sure excited to have Saquon in Philly. It's interesting always whenever somebody signs with a rival team, but I know we're happy about it.
Well, right now, let's keep this thing moving to some other free agents around the NFL.
Let's do it.
Wrap up this free agency conversations by talking about the biggest move so far as of the time of this recording. Who's the best fit with their new team? Maybe Curtin Atlanta?
I mean, I think it's Saquon in Philly. I'm biased, but
I'm going to say that.
You put Saquon with the offensive line the Eagles got.
Dude, as were maybe Wilson in Pittsburgh. That's a goddamn
Jalen Hurts, what
too.
He brings to the run game as well. I think Saquon.
You're still talking about Philly?
Spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joe Mixon traded to the Texans. That is a huge, huge pickup for them. Toughness Mixon brings every single fucking game is pretty big fucking piece and a huge missing piece for the Bengals. That's for damn sure. I've seen that that guy run downhill a lot over the years.
Yeah.
The biggest fucking freight train in the NFL just went to one of the best rushing attacks that the NFL has to offer in Derrick Henry signing with the Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens getting a 2-year, $16 million deal worth up to $20 million. That's going to be fucking fun to watch.
It is.
Not going to be fun to go up against, but I do. I am intrigued like a motherfucker to see how that works out. With the rushing attack that they've already had over the years, man.
We were just talking about Philly's skill positions. You want to talk about some skill positions. Freaking what Baltimore is working over there with Zay and now Derrick Henry.
Zay Flowers, and, Lamar.
Boy, Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews, dude. Isaiah Likely, the two-headed monster they got at tight end right now.
Yeah.
Fuck. Who would have thought the AFC gets better?
Fucker. Yeah, a lot of running back movement. We got Austin Eckler going to Washington. Not happy about that. Then you got Tony Pollard going to the Titans. DeAndre Swift, shout out to my man Swift, headed to the Bears. Devin Singletary going to the Giants.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs.
Into the Packers too, man. Yeah.
Aaron Jones going to the Vikings. A little in division rivalry move like we've seen so much of. A lot of running backs.
That was wild.
Man.
I never saw Aaron Jones ever leaving the Packers, man. I can't see it right now.
I don't know how that happened. He was so good for him last year.
Dude, he's still so good, man. What? That dude is one of the most fluent athletes I've ever seen with the ball in his hands, man.
I love watching him run.
Dude.
You know who he kind of reminds me of? He reminds me of like a Marshawn. Like he's got like a little bit of that elusiveness, but he's also just got like that sustaining power. Like it's hard to bring him down. Like I don't. Throw comparisons of beast mode out there very often, but I feel like it's a similar vibe with Aaron Jones.
Yeah. He's not much of a wrecking ball, but he is a fluent athlete like that. You know who he reminds me of even more is Jamal Charles. How he would
kind of
weave. He really wasn't a put your foot in the ground, get vertical kind of guy. We would run inside zone, outside zone. He would just like slither like a fucking snake at full speed. And it was unbelievable. He can get real skinny, had them slim hips and just turn those shoulders a little bit and fucking hit creases. It was poetry watching that dude run. And it's very similar what Aaron Jones is.
One of my pet peeves is watching a running back run full speed to a hole just to cut and stop your momentum completely.
Mm-mm.
Like the best ones know how, like exactly what you're saying, they call it slow to the hole, fast through it or whatever. Like you need to be under control but still moving. You know what I mean? You can't be just like walking. But if you ever get to a point that you got to stop and make a jump cut while you're going through the hole, it's going to take too long. You got to hit that thing a million miles an hour, especially running the zones.
You know who was kind of good at what you were just talking about right there, though? It was like an art.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell. When Le'Veon
was the most patient
Le'Veon
running.
Would, that's what
it was
I'm
different
saying.
Because he was running
was
more. He was more running dive solid duo. So he was more hopping around, waiting for that hole, and then he would jet through it.
Yeah.
Jamal was more the zone where you're kind of you're feeling
you can
the
get
wave
that momentum
moving.
Going. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, a little football talk for you boys. All right, now.
Le'Veon, when he was in Pittsburgh, just one of the most patient runners I've ever seen in my life. It was fun to watch him run that play.
It was, dude. It was fun having him in fucking KC.
That's it on the free agency move. I mean,
yeah,
it's probably gonna be some more stuff that happens after the recording. So, sorry about the new stuff that we're not going to talk about until next week. But
that's all right. We'll let everybody else talk about it. They got it.
All righty, that about wraps up our free agency conversation and another episode of New Heights. Make sure you're subscribed on YouTube to the New Heights channel so you know when all the new episodes are coming out. And we'll be right back with a new episode next week where we'll break down even more free agency moves as they unfold over the next few days. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, New Heights is presented by Wave Sports and Entertainment and brought to you by the all-new Experience Smart Money debit card. That debit card that will build your credit without the debt. It's just so fucking convenient. Why haven't they thought of this earlier? Follow the show on all social media at New Heights Show with 1S. And thank you to our crew. Wave, we love you guys for making us look so much better than what we are. Just a bunch of dummies and 92%ers. Thank you for tuning in to our silly asses. We'll see you guys soon. Peace. Got anything fun planned today, Jason?
I'm going to try and go swimming, depending on when we finish this.
What? But swimming?
It's a good cardio workout for people with bad ankles and knees.
You're 1 year retired and you immediately go to the YMCA's senior citizen workout?
Trying to hang on to these joints, baby. I'm still going to do a little bit, but I am going to ice skate Thursday.
Let's go, man.
You know, take a cool photo and send it back at JJ. I feel like if we do the JJ episode, we have to do it like on an ice rink.
Yeah, 100%. I'm in.
Like on the rink. Is that, would that be the first podcast ever recorded on a rink?
On the ice? That'd be pretty fucking cool, to be honest. Team, note that.
Well, we got to get them to agree to it, but.
Podcast on the ice with the Watt boys.